This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The dry weather we're experiencing can cause complications for soybean harvest. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The dry weather is allowing harvest in Iowa to progress at a quick pace, and that's especially true for soybeans in northeast Iowa. But with that level of dryness, Beck's agronomist Lee Koenigsfeld says it's very important to look out for pod shattering.
Biggest thing for that is just trying to be as cognizant, because obviously the drier we get, the more fragile those pods get, and the more likely they are to start getting a lot of shattering as we start to run the combine through those. So trying to maybe slow that ground speed down a little bit, slow your reel down as much as you possibly can to continue to get it to feed evenly, but to not have those pods start popping open with the reel as much as we can help. And then obviously, if you've got a draper head, you're really going to see some advantages to that draper head over the traditional auger heads when we start to get as dry as we are now with some of these soybean moisture.
It's easy for soybean dust to accumulate on machinery as well, so it's important to make sure to blow those piles of dust off in order to eliminate fire hazards.
Along with that, soybeans being as dusty as they are with no moisture comes soybean dust just building up on absolutely everything, on the combines, in the machinery as well too, and just making sure that we do a good job taking our time blowing equipment off, trying to eliminate as many fire risks as we can, because that's a good way to lose a lot of yield too, is to have a field fire, and we don't want that, and we definitely don't want to start any combines on fire either. So just by kind of being cognizant of doing things safely, blowing off equipment, making sure everything's greased, you don't have bearings getting hot or anything like that.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.